This is Nisha, your host at Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And today we have a wonderful guest, CEO of Workfood Labs, Stefan Leivick. Hey, Stefan, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Nisha. Great to be on the show today.
Well, thank you so much. We are so honored to have you here. Can I ask you a question? I forgot to ask this during our pre-show. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did, yeah. Stefan Leivick, that's the right name.
Great. Thank you so much. So do us a favor. Would you please introduce to our audience so they can know a little bit more about you?
Sure. So, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I live in San Francisco. I'm originally from Paris in France. Relocated to the U.S. about a year ago, and I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Workfour. Workfour is a company that, you know, is on a crazy mission, which is to make Facebook the largest recruiting platform in the world. We think that, you know, Facebook is just a unique place where both companies can find talent, but where obviously also, you know, over a billion people can find a job. We believe that, you know, the recruiting market today is highly inefficient and that there is a lot of friction between companies and people looking for jobs, and we think that Facebook is the place where, you know, that will happen a lot more efficiently. So we built products that, you know, help today over 20,000 businesses around the world find talent on Facebook.
Great. So let's move on to our big question. What's keeping you up at night these days? Or let me ask you, what's keeping your clients up at night?
Right. So, yeah, so it's a great question. There are a lot of things that keep me up at night. I think maybe let me step back and just give a couple of words on the history of the company and you know, how what's keeping me up at night has evolved over time. So when we, and when I say we, it's myself and my co-founder, Matt, started Workfour. We basically, and that was in 2010, Facebook was a big platform, but it was still emerging. And it was primarily a place where people were posting photos, where you were connecting with your high school buddies and friends that you hadn't seen in a while. And just companies were starting to embrace it. At that time, we basically said, well, looking for a job is something that's very personal. And, you know, we thought that even though LinkedIn was an extremely powerful platform for a number of different reasons, we did not think that it would be a platform that could address the entire job-seeking market. And if you fast forward to today, you have, you know, two very big platforms out there that we think can be strong for recruiting. One, which is LinkedIn, and it's probably the most well-known, obviously. But the problem with LinkedIn is that it really only covers 25% of the market. About one job out of four only can be filled by LinkedIn. And so you're left with 75% of the market, really, that cannot be addressed by LinkedIn. And that's positions, for example, in the retail and hospitality space, that, you know, nursing positions in the healthcare space, that graduate recruiting position for people getting out of college. And Facebook is just a perfect place to do this. So what's keeping me up at night is how fast can we increase the awareness of Facebook as a recruiting platform? How fast can we increase the awareness both on the company side, in other words, having companies take advantage of Facebook and everything that it has to offer for recruiting and employer branding, but also how do we make it well known to job seekers that when they are out there looking for a position or when they are out there to switch jobs, that they should turn to Facebook. Obviously not that the only place to find a job, because there are a lot of other resources that they should leverage, but that's one of the resources that they should take advantage of, because this is the best way to essentially engage with companies, get introduced to your friends, and so on and so forth. So what's keeping me up at night is how fast can we go, and always accelerating to make sure that, you know, we're helping both companies and candidates connect more efficiently.
Great, that's interesting. Well, you know what, there is a misinterpretation is happening, like a few of the candidates, or let's just say some of the people, they're considering Facebook sort of a personal platform, not just for a professional platform, and they would rather consider LinkedIn as more professional platform. So I'm just curious to know, how do you find this challenge, or how do you tackle this challenge? And how do you increase this awareness of Facebook as a recruiting platform?
No, it's a very good question. I think I would agree 100% with you that if you take, you know, what we can qualify, even though it's kind of a simple way of looking at the world, but if you take the white-collar population, right, people that are applying to jobs that are, you know, quite a quote-unquote high-level, that's what I call the LinkedIn generation, and that LinkedIn generation today definitely doesn't think about Facebook as a recruiting platform. I think they think about Facebook as a place where they can interact with their friends, but they don't think about it as a place where they can find a job. Now, if you take, again, the 75% of the market that is not white collar, right, so positions that are probably higher velocity when it comes to the turnover that exists, that is more of the higher volume recruiting, in, for example, in the retail industry, people that are looking for those jobs, people that, you know, want to work at the Gap in a store, people that want to work at Hilton in a hotel, people that want to work in a hospital as a nurse, those people are just not using LinkedIn. And the reason they're not using LinkedIn is because the concept of a professional network really doesn't make that much sense for them. And so the value that they can get out of the LinkedIn platform is very, very limited. So that's where Facebook comes into play. I think the reality is those people that look for a job at Hilton in a hotel, at, you know, McDonald's in a restaurant, those people actually rely on a couple of tools online, and Facebook is the main one. And so when they look for a job, they actually talk to their friends. They talk to their friends and they say, I'm looking for a job. Do you know of an opening? And Facebook is an ideal way for them to do that in a smarter way and basically figure out, oh, you know, I'm looking for a position at McDonald's. Well, I actually have people in my Facebook network who already work or have worked at McDonald's, so maybe it's a good idea for me to ask for an intro. Or, you know, I'm actually on Facebook. I'm a fan of the Gap brand. And Gap is actually now telling me, because I'm following the brand, that they're hiring in a location where I could potentially go work at. And so it makes sense for me to, because I have an interest in the brand and I have an interest in fashion, to then say, well, now that I know and that Gap is hiring in a specific location, to apply there. So I think that, again, if you split the world into the LinkedIn generation and the rest is actually the majority of the market, and a lot of people that just struggle to find a job altogether, and that's where Facebook comes into play. Now, I also think that we underestimate the fact that looking for a job is something that is highly personal. There are not many activities that are as personal as looking for a job. It, you know, touches your day-to-day. It's something that when you are actually looking for a job, you do reach out to your friends. You do reach out to your family to let them know and help them and ask for help, ideally. And so really what you're doing is you're really reaching out to your Facebook network. So how do you make that outside or outside of Facebook activity, which is I'm using my friends, I'm talking to them, I'm asking for advice, how do you make this even easier by leveraging your Facebook network? And then I think the last point, which is, you know, on top of having Facebook be very complementary to LinkedIn and covering, you know, 75% of the hires that LinkedIn cannot address, on top of job seeking being a very personal activity, which as a result makes it very relevant for Facebook to play in that category, I think that Facebook themselves want to give more meaning to the platform. It's great to have Facebook as a platform where you can look at pictures of your friends, where you can reconnect with friends that you haven't seen in a while. It's great to use it as a messaging platform as well. But Facebook knows that if they can give even more meaning to the platform, in other words, make it such that I can actually find my next job on Facebook, they know that it will make the platform even better, and that's their goal. Their goal is to make sure that, you know, today people spend 1 out of 7 minutes online. So out of total time spent on the internet, 1 out of 7 minutes is spent on Facebook. They want to increase that, obviously, and they want people to have Facebook be the main hub of their online activity. And if they want to do that, they have to go down the path of making recruiting and looking for a job part of the experience as well.
Well, Stefan, this is so interesting. I remember one of my friends who was working in the construction industry and used Facebook as a platform to hire these employees from there, because they're not available on Twitter or they're not available on LinkedIn, and all he can do is, like, you know, search on Facebook. Probably their spouses might be there, and probably they're on different groups. So they have started a Facebook page and then invited all those people and then did a tremendous job in recruiting these construction jobs from there. So this is so interesting.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, to this point, actually, one thing that I forgot to mention, which is very important, is, you know, today we're very focused on having companies in the U.S. take advantage of Facebook for recruiting, but the reality is that Facebook is a global platform, and we're seeing amazing results hiring-wise in the developing world, for instance, where Facebook is a huge platform. So take the Philippines, for example. You know, we have a large client in the Philippines who's been able to hire, you know, a lot of people already just through Facebook. And the reason being, people spend, you know, a majority of their time on Facebook, and actually most of the time on Facebook on their phone, and you can reach them very easily by saying, well, we're hiring in this particular city. I want to target people who live in that particular city in the Philippines, and only those people will get to see my job once they're browsing on Facebook. This is super powerful. This is super powerful because if you think about how Facebook works and, you know, comparing it to job boards, you know, Facebook is targeted and performance-based. This is the opposite of the job board model. So let's say I'm hiring, you know, in the Philippines in a specific city. Instead of posting a job out there that everyone's going to be able to see, I can say I actually want to target only people who live in that specific city and that fit that specific criteria. And only those Facebook users that fit the criteria will see my job. And then I will only pay as a recruiter if those people that I've targeted end up clicking on my job. So I'm not paying just to broadcast my job. I'm only paying if the job that I've broadcasted to a targeted audience actually ends up getting traffic. I think this is very new too, and that's more business model approach, but a business model difference, if you will. But I think it also makes recruiters want to be, when they get used to that model, want to be more efficient, right? It's less of, I'm putting that job out there and waiting for people to apply. No, I'm putting a job out there to a targeted audience, and then if that targeted audience is interested in my job, they will click on my position, and only at that point am I charged for anything.
So it's really important. So you're saying that everything is relying on the job board. So if so, it's really important that it has to be really genuine, rather than, you know, just simply listing all the obvious tasks that are to be performed by a person or a candidate in that proposed position. So where does the success lie in terms of, is it creating a perfect job board and having a branding in place, or a business model?
So I think it's a combination, to be honest. I think that maybe if we go through the different things that you can do on Facebook from a recruiting perspective, that will provide a little more color, right? So there are three things that you can do on Facebook for recruiting. So let's say I'm a recruiter at a company. There are three distinct items that I can do on Facebook to help me find talent. The first thing is around my Facebook page. I can have a Facebook page for my company or my brand, and on that Facebook page, I can post my job opening. So essentially, you know, my Facebook page is an extension of my corporate site. And on this extension of my corporate site on Facebook, which is called a Facebook page, I can basically have a full career site. So I can post all of my jobs. And so when someone is visiting, let's say, the Groupon Facebook page, so they go to facebook.com/Groupon, they can click and say, you know, apply the job, and they're going to see all of the jobs that Groupon within Facebook. So they don't have to be redirected. They can have the full job seeker experience within Facebook. So that's item number one, right? I'm creating a career site on my Facebook page. Item number two is I can take advantage of the Facebook advertising system to promote my position proactively. And so what does that mean? You know, the ads that you probably see, Anisha, when you're browsing on Facebook, and that, you know, the people listening today are probably seeing when they are browsing, either on their phone or their desktop, those little ads that say, you know, you're looking to buy shoes, or you're looking to, you know, promoting dating sites or whatnot, you can also leverage to promote jobs. And so the thing is, the Facebook advertising system is very, very powerful because it is the largest advertising system in the world from a traffic perspective. Basically means that you can reach anyone at any time and almost in real time. So if I want to target all the people that have graduated from Stanford University and who live in San Francisco, I can do that, and, you know, in a day I'm going to reach all of those people. Now, from a recruiting perspective, what does that mean? It basically means that I have a job for a developer position, Java developer position, let's say, in San Francisco, and I'm going to say, well, instead of posting it, you know, on a regular job board and waiting for people to apply, I'm going to say, well, actually, I'm going to target people who have majored in computer science from the following universities, and let's say, for the sake of the example, it's going to be Stanford University and Berkeley University, and who live in San Francisco. Then what's going to happen is the Facebook users who fit that criteria will be able to view those jobs, so they will be proactively shown the little advertisement that says whichever company is looking for a Java developer. And now only if they click on those will the recruiter be charged. So bucket number two from a recruiting perspective is having recruiters take advantage of the Facebook advertising system, which I tend to describe as, you know, the largest targeted job advertising network in the world. So that's item number two. And then item number three is what Facebook recently launched, which is called Graph Search. So Graph Search is their new search engine. It's Facebook's new search engine that you can see when you're in the US and you're browsing on Facebook at the top left corner of your Facebook interface. So there's a search engine. This search engine allows you to search for people. So it allows you to search actually for everything indexed on Facebook, but in particular from a recruiter perspective, it allows you to search for people. So I can do a query, and you can try it, Nisha, on your own. You can say, I want to see people who are software engineers at Google and who live in San Francisco. You can type it exactly the way I just said it, and it will display all of the Google engineers who live in San Francisco. And then what you can do is you can actually filter and say, well, I actually only want to see Google engineers who live in San Francisco. And with the filters that Facebook offers you, you can say, well, I actually only want to see people who graduated, again, take the example from Stanford University. And then you can message people individually the same way that you would message them on LinkedIn, except that instead of costing the recruiter $10 per message on LinkedIn, which is the cost of an in-mail, it costs you only $1. So, again, three distinct ways of leveraging Facebook for recruiting. One, which is really more employer branding related, creating your home on Facebook and on your Facebook page for jobs. Two, which is much more comparable to job boards, which is the targeted advertising that Facebook has to offer, reaching out to people who fit the job that you're trying to fill. And then the last bucket is what Facebook calls Graph Search, which is really a people search engine and competing with LinkedIn head-to-head.
Great. Let me do a quick reset, everybody. You're listening to Drive Thru HR, and this is Nisha. We are talking to our wonderful guest, CEO of Workfor Labs, Stefan Leavitt. Well, talking about this career site, you know, there was a notion before, like, we have to target the entire audience, or let's say the candidates, directly to career site, first of all. But now people are saying, oh, there is a fan page is coming up on our social networking platform, like we have Facebook page or we have LinkedIn page or whatever. So retargeting their audience from career site to a Facebook page, does that make sense?
Well, so I think this is kind of following the evolution of candidate relationship management, if you will. So I think we are more and more moving away from just saying, well, a person is either a candidate or not. I think there are different steps in between, and that's why Facebook pages make sense. Let me be more specific.
Sure.
When companies think about hiring, they obviously now are all thinking about building talent communities. Every single company now thinks, well, it's not only about getting applicants, it's also about building a talent community of people who might not be ready to apply today, but might be ready to apply tomorrow. And if you think about the world that way, Facebook or LinkedIn pages, for that matter, are a great way to have that intermediate interaction with users or candidates that is not people who are ready to apply yet, but who want to follow you as a company, right? So I think the reason we're seeing, you know, corporate sites live in parallel from Facebook pages and LinkedIn pages is because candidates want that sort of intermediate level of interaction, which is about, I want to follow you, but I don't want to do anything other than that. I don't want to submit an application. I don't necessarily even want you to contact me. I just want to stay in touch and listen to what you have to say. And then at some point, you know, I might be ready to apply, and if so, I will go through the process. Or you might show me things that, you know, pique my interest, and in which case I'll convert into an applicant. So I think the world, if you will, is fragmenting a lot in terms of the types of touch points that we can have with candidates when you're looking to build your recruitment strategy. And that's why it's very important for companies to take advantage of all those different touch points, but not treat them in the similar way. You don't want to communicate with your followers or your audience on Facebook the same way that you do on your corporate career site, because it's a very different way of engaging with your candidates. Same thing for LinkedIn. The LinkedIn page is very different from a Facebook page, and the way to handle it should be treated very differently. So I think what I typically tell our customers and companies we talk to is, when you think about social, the most important thing to do is really to define what your goal is, what the problem you're trying to solve. Because we hear a lot of companies that say, I want more fans on Facebook, I want more fans on my page. This is not an objective, it's not a goal. And unless you define your goal very precisely, then you can be disappointed by the performance of social. So if you think about potential goals, and it's obviously not going to be anything comprehensive, but you know, some of our clients have goals, which is, I want to hire more diversity candidates. That's a real goal. So now, how do I do this? Well, there are several ways to do it. I can start building a talent pool of diversity candidates on Facebook, and I can do that through Facebook advertising. It's very easy to do. And then once I've done this, I need a content strategy to communicate to that specific audience in order to eventually convert them into applicants. That makes sense, right? But again, to give the similar example to before, saying I want to acquire fans for the sake of acquiring fans doesn't really work, and then you're at risk, if you do this, of ending up with a lot of fans, sure, but not really knowing what you can do with it.
Great. Well, Facebook being a largest global community, we have a large number of fan base on our Facebook page, but do you think an employer can they still win the war for talent? Or if so, what are the missing factors in this war for talent?
Well, so I think when we think about our mission, and maybe just to step back for a second, our mission, which is a very realistic mission as far as I'm concerned, is to make everyone in the world a recruiter. Right? There is the concept of a passive candidate. There's the concept of the active candidate. We want to bring the concept of the passive recruiter to the outside world. We think making everyone in the world a recruiter is a real, thing that would transform the way companies hire. And so let me be more specific there, right? Today you have a network called Facebook where you have over 1 billion users, but I think what's more important actually is that each user in the Facebook network has a set of friends, on average around 250. There are people that are, ex-college buddies, people that they've worked with and have stayed close to. Those people are highly relevant in the context of recruiting. So let's say I'm an employee at Accenture, and you know, I have 250 friends in my Facebook network. There's a high fraction of those people who would be relevant for recruiting. Now, it's a matter of making it very easy for those employees to recommend positions. And I think the main difference from, you know, 10 years ago to today is that the networks like Facebook now exist. So those connections are already there. There's nothing to be recreated. People are using the network on a daily basis. So how do you make it possible for those employees to really transfer, share openings very easily and automatically with their friends? And that's, again, one of the goals that we have around making every employee in the world a recruiter and every person a recruiter. It is about taking advantage of those connections, and I think this is the next big thing, right, if you will, in terms of winning that war for talent, because referrals overall have never really been disrupted when it comes to technology. You know, LinkedIn disrupted the resume database space, but really referrals, and there have been a lot of attempts, have never been disrupted, and it's still pretty odd that it hasn't been the case, given the fact that it is the largest source of hire in the U.S., that it is the highest quality source of hire. And so, you know, I believe that Facebook will change this, and I believe that Facebook knows that they have the potential to completely change this, because Facebook not only has a great network of people, so the network of friends, like I said, is very relevant for referrals, but also the Facebook activity is very prone to referrals, because Facebook is all about sharing. All you do on Facebook all day long, and whether it's on your phone or your computer, is you share content, you share pictures, you share videos, you share links. You know, I think tomorrow you will share jobs, and you will share jobs with your friends, because it will be very valuable for you to help the people you're the closest to find a job.
Great. So it's all about, as you're saying, it's all about making their employees as a social brand ambassador, then widely spread their recruiting messages, but to elevate their employer brand, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
So we have about two minutes left. It's been an amazing conversation. So what are your words of wisdom to the employers? Yeah, they have their career site, they have their Facebook page, and they can use their job search. But from that job board, you know, that is the real source to attract their candidates to apply with the company, right? So what are your advice to those employers?
So I think, first of all, you know, job boards are here to stay. I mean, I'm not of the camp of people who say that job boards are dead and that they'll go away. I definitely don't think that's the case. I think that job boards are here to stay. I think that people, when they look for jobs, you know, and when it's the main thing you're focused on because you don't have a job, for example, you use multiple sources and you will keep doing that, right? So it's not because there are new ways of finding a job that the other ways of finding a job disappear, because, again, looking for a job is something that, you know, you look at different sources in order to find one. So I think job boards are just constrained by the fact that they're focused on the active candidates. We all know this. It's job seeker focused. So the next frontier for recruiting and for employers is really, you know, tapping into obviously the passive candidates, but I think also doing that in a much more targeted manner, right? If you think about LinkedIn, at some point, you know, people will be fed up of receiving, you know, messages if they're not looking for a job. So how do you make it such that you can get in touch with people that are actually, you know, open to reach out, and how do you make it such that you can target people that are going to be relevant for your opening?
Great, Stefan. So where can people come and find you and connect with you?
So they can connect with me a couple of different ways. So they can follow me on Twitter at Stefan Leviet, which is my handle. So STEPHANELEVIET. And then they can also follow the Work4 Labs Twitter account, which is Work4Labs. And finally, checking out our site if you want more info and get in touch with us, which is work4labs.com, WORK4LABS.com.